This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 237. Are these high scores real? Are they even possible? You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, hear the story of one student who feels a sense of despair when it comes to getting past a 5 on the IELTS and get advice on what to do if you're in this position today. Hey, Jessica, I have a question for you today.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, we're just getting right into it. Okay.
Do you tend to lose things? Like, do you misplace things, you know, like books or iPhones or things like that?
Sometimes I do. Usually I'm like super organized. I have like a special place for everything. Like everything, what is that saying? Everything in its place. Everything has a place.
Something like that. I didn't know that was a saying, but okay. Yeah.
a place for everything and everything in its place. That's
That's a good way to not lose things.
Yeah. But I did, you know, maybe this is when it happened. I did have a week where for some reason that week I was super forgetful and I lost my keys inside my tiny apartment like 3 times in 1 week. And I was just going nuts. Like one time they were in the laundry, one time, like, it was really weird. So maybe what happened to us, which we're going to talk about right now, maybe it happened in that week. I don't know.
Maybe it did, but I must have had a bad week too because I also lost it on my end. So guys, what we're saying here is we recorded an episode a couple weeks ago and we completely lost the file. It's just gone. So
it doesn't make any sense to either of us.
Yeah.
I mean, listeners know that Lindsay and I are organized people.
We're very organized.
You know?
Yeah.
We love our lists and our schedules and this just doesn't make any sense.
This is very uncharacteristic of us. We're normally totally on top of it, right? Very much on top of it. I like that expression, Jessica, on top of it.
On top of things. Yeah. I say on top of things. Yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. Guys, in like speaking part one, you could totally say that. If you're asked about your work or studies, which you have a 50% chance of being asked about that, you could totally say this. Say, you know what? Sometimes, I have so much homework to do and, you know, I miss my family and there's too much to keep track of and I'm not on top of things sometimes.
And apparently for us, that's exactly what happened, but that's okay. We're going to do this again because this was a good story and an important lesson that we want to talk about again. So Jessica, we got a letter from one of our listeners, not a member of our course, but one of our IELTS Energy listeners. And do you remember the gist of that letter?
I do. Yeah. So, she was frustrated because she had gotten, I believe, a 5 or a 5.5 on writing like 3 tests in a row. And I remember that we thought this was very odd because in her reading and her listening, she'd gotten like 6.5s and 7s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that writing score didn't make any sense. And I think she's sort of like searching on her own for answers about why she keeps getting this low score. She's a listener and she looked on our website. She checked out our course and we do have a lot of success stories for our course. We call them student testimonials, right? Yes. So like to testify is to give like witness to something, describe your situation. And we have a lot of great, amazing scores in writing, in all aspects of the exam. And so because she feels it's impossible for her, she doesn't understand how it's possible for these other people. Yeah. And she's like, are these real? Are these scores real?
Right. And I can understand how she feels. I mean, when you don't have a roadmap, you don't have a study plan, you don't have a clear, direct route to get somewhere, it is not real. It's not possible to get the score you need.
Exactly. So it's pretty clear to me what her issues are. She she doesn't have, she's not starting from a solid base, right? Mm-hmm. She, I think she's, has that plateau characteristic, right? For ESL teachers, we talk about high level students reaching a plateau where they are able to communicate and get across and understand everything that they have to. It's not perfect, but again, like, you don't have to be perfect. So high level students reach this plateau where they don't feel challenged or pushed to improve anymore. And she's obviously a high level student with these amazing scores in listening and reading. So I don't think she felt like she needed a course, you know, in order to get like the rest of the scores.
Yeah. And that is a danger for students who, you know, who are at that higher level and they think they can just go in and just ride on their own English skills. But there's so much more that we need to know. I mean, we talked about how she wasn't clear in what the examiner wants on the writing test. And that's what we're assuming.
And that's the biggest problem. I mean, in the first category you're graded on in writing, there's task achievement and task response, right? For task one and task two. And that is so unique to IELTS. That's what the examiner is looking for, is that task achievement, task response. And how you do that is not intuitive. Native speakers go in and they don't score highly in those categories because they don't know what the examiner wants or what the exam is actually asking them to do. I mean, in task one, if it's a general training, right? Like, write a letter, blah, 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 include these three bullet points. Well, the strategy is that in order to fulfill the requirements for a high score, you need to have very specific details and balanced paragraphs about each of the bullet points. Yeah. But if you don't know that and you maybe miss a bullet point or you don't talk about a bullet point at all because you don't think you have to, then you're going to get a 5 for task achievement. So and it's the same in academic writing task one. That is pure IELTS. That is unique to IELTS on no other test. Yeah. And if you don't know how to do it, you're going to bomb. Like, you're going to get a 4 or 5 in that category.
Right. And that's the reason why this student is plateauing. It's very obvious. But when you join a course like our course or another course, you really do get the roadmap that you need. And all of a sudden, things become easy. All you have to do is follow the instructions when you understand what the examiner wants. At that point, you know, the wall kind of breaks down and you're moving forward.
The smartest way to get to your target IELTS score is to use strategies that work, strategies that have success stories behind them. Our three key strategies work. You can get a glimpse into our strategies in our Insider Masterclass. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider. That's allearsenglish.com/INSIDER.
It's like I like that the idea of it helps you break through, right?
Yeah.
Right now she's behind a wall and she doesn't know how to move past it. She can't see around it or over it or under it. All she can see is this wall, and she just doesn't understand why she's trapped there.
Yeah.
But we've had so many posts recently in our Facebook group about, like, learning these strategies in our course has just cleared the path for them.
Yeah.
You know, there was a recent post about the reading strategies, and I love, we should read that in another episode, maybe the next episode.
Yeah.
But the gist was like, oh my God, like, really excited writing, like, lots of exclamation points. Like, guys, I just finished the reading module and I understand how to find the answers. It's exactly like Jessica says.
Oh,
guys,
awesome.
Just do this and you find the answers. And she's like so stoked and like relieved.
It's so cool.
And, you know, and it's the same in all parts of the exam. If you just follow these very simple strategies I give you, you give the examiner exactly what they want. And you know what, guys? If you follow these strategies, you find out it's not impossible and it's not complicated or difficult.
Yeah.
It does require practice and work, of course, but it's not difficult to understand.
Yeah. And that's why those testimonials are real and genuine, because those are from the students who did have that light bulb moment, or many of them while they were in the course. And then they went into the exam ready and they were able to grab their 7s, their 8s, you know, their 7.5s. So that's the way to do it, guys. I mean, clearly, if you're behind a wall, you're trapped, you cannot keep going and keep wasting money. I mean, if this student has taken the exam 3 times, she's spent more than $600 already.
Oh my God.
whereas our course costs less than $200. So just do the math, guys. It's pretty simple.
$600, you know, from where I am, that's a trip to Mexico, including hotel. I mean, there are so many better ways to spend your money this summer and your time.
Yeah, no, it's true. Unfortunately, the dollar doesn't go as far in Boston as it does in Portland, I think, but it still is a lot of money in Boston too.
Well, I'm closer to Mexico than you are. You know, it's a shorter flight.
Factor that in.
You can fly to Europe more easily. So, you know, we both have our advantages. Yeah. But, you know, looking at her scores, it is very clear to me what the issues are. Because, I mean, just judging from the email that she wrote, she has the vocabulary and the grammar. She could organize her ideas. She has all of these aspects she needs to score highly, except for knowing how to do the exam. She has, it's just that missing crucial piece of the test strategies for giving the examiner what she or he is looking for.
Yeah. And that's not something that you can get from your general test prep teacher who teaches TOEFL and teaches IELTS and Cambridge and all of these other exams. You need a specialist. Okay, guys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're ready to just break down the wall and go ahead and get into our course, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can get in now. Start asking your questions today in the Facebook group, guys.
We have, and we just started a new feature in our Facebook group, the paraphrase challenge. We knew this was going to be a hit.
It's a hit.
So cool. So what we do, guys, now there are some special features in our Facebook group. Every Monday, you get a 7+ insider tip of the week. And that's just my idea for like a new perspective on how you can improve your preparation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's inspirational, but usually it's just tips and reminders for how you can study efficiently and pass the exam. So that's Mondays. And then every Tuesday, we're doing the paraphrase challenge where I post a word or phrase that is likely to come up in the speaking or writing exams. Yes. And students have to just brainstorm and post all the paraphrases they can think of. Yes. And it's been, the response has been amazing. And the amount of vocabulary that students are going through in their heads and learning, acquiring at the same time. It's awesome.
And it's such a cool way to learn because when we're on Facebook anyways, and it's a very integrative way of learning, I think, for our students in the course. And how many responses did we have? We had about 30 people participate, something like that. Yeah.
Seriously. It was huge. I was so impressed. It's going to be so fun to do. I love it.
I love that. So again, that's a feature that's only available to students in our course, guys. Sometimes I get requests to join the Facebook group for people not in the course, but we don't let you in. You do need to be in the course. So to get into the course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And let's wrap it up with that, Jessica.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad we did this again. I think we got even better information this time.
I think it was even better the second time around. And we won't be misplacing files ever again, I'm sure. Oh, it was just a one-time thing.
So funny. Yeah, all right. Good. Well, this has been awesome. Have a good day, Lindsay.
This has been good, Jessica. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.